Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Updating your top local stories here at midday. An 80-year-old woman is locked up in Kaufman County, charged with killing her own daughter. The story from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Police say the 80-year-old woman shot her daughter to death yesterday afternoon. Deputy Scott Whitaker with the Kaufman County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to a house on FM 1836 a little before 5 p.m.
Upon arriving to the call, deputies observed a victim, a white female, 52 years of age, to be deceased with an apparent gunshot wound to her shoulder.
Whitaker says the woman's elderly mother was arrested, charged with murder. At this point, there's no word on what happened leading up to the shooting. Whitaker says it is still under investigation. Bailey, Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A jury in Dallas County being asked to decide whether a DeSoto man is guilty of murder or legally insane. 24-year-old Robert Dixon Jr. is accused of killing his stepmother and wounding his father as they slept in 2015. A psychiatrist told the jury she diagnosed Dixon with schizophrenia. Prosecutors say Dixon could tell the difference between right and wrong. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals today frowned at the effort of Tanya Couch to get her money laundering charges dismissed. KRLD's LP Phillips breaks it down.
Tanya Couch is the mother of the so-called affluenza teen Ethan Couch, who was found guilty of killing four in a drunk driving accident when he was 16. Ethan was put on probation, and when he violated that, Tanya fled with her son to Mexico to avoid jail time. That's where the money laundering charge comes in. Tanya Couch has been trying to get the case dismissed. Today, the high court seemed to be leaning towards ordering a trial, but UNT law professor Brian Owsley says instead the court ordered a lower court to clean up some of the ruling.
They want to have all the rules properly enforced, including these procedural rules, because they don't want to weaken sort of the ability to enable petitioners to sort of run roughshod over the rules down the road.
Lawyers for Ethan Couch convinced a trial judge the accident wasn't exactly his fault because he was raised so spoiled. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Fort Worth City Council has approved a plan to build more than 300 homes in an area where some residents are already worried about too many people moving in.
Two families in southeast Fort Worth are selling 84 acres of land to a developer. Real estate agent Cody Lee says the family's recognized demand for more housing will come from warehouse and industrial development along 35W south of I-20.
There's going to be a lot of working class individuals that are going to fulfill those jobs. And those working class individuals are going to need affordable housing.
But some people who live in the area now worry about traffic and whether mature pecan trees will be protected.
They're driving 50 and 60 miles an hour out there on a little two-lane road.
That 10-foot buffer back there is going to wipe out about 12 or 13 trees.
The Fort Worth City Council passed the plan unanimously, with Mayor Maddie Parker saying it's important for developers to protect the tree line. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dalworthington Gardens construction company suing the Arlington School District for emergency work that's gone unpaid. In the wake of the winter storm in February, the district hired RJ Construction to dry out and dehumidify Sam Houston High School, which sustained considerable damage from broken pipes. With 450,000 square feet to work with and a rate of $2.50 per square foot, that added up to more than $1.2 million. In a video posted to YouTube, owner Robert Jordan says the school district refuses to pay the bill, citing government immunity.
Any reasonable person would have almost immediately turned the claim over to their insurance company, but not the AISD. The AASD now refuses to pay the bill for the services of RJ Construction.
In a statement, the Arlington ISD says it was in the process of working out the scope and value of the emergency services with RJ when it filed its lawsuit, and that it repeatedly requested necessary documentation from the company that it has yet to receive. Texans behind on their rent, running out of time for the state's eviction diversion program, but they will still have other options. State Senator Royce West says many cities and counties offer their own programs with funding through the CARES Act.
These funds are different from what's available at the state level, so the money is there. And the question is whether or not participants will participate.
The eviction diversion and rent relief programs run through October 1st. Many judges who see eviction cases in their courts say they also keep a list of resources available to tenants who need help paying for rent, utilities, or even groceries. Time is running out to apply for PanAid, Young Adult Pandemic Aid, aimed at helping people in foster care who recently aged out of the system. The statewide effort offering pandemic relief funding to thousands of young adults between the ages of 18 and 26, and they could qualify for up to $1,000. The deadline to apply is today. More information on PanAid, including how to sign up, is at KRLD.com. Sports: Rangers host the Astros again tonight at 7:05. They've split the first two games of the series.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.